Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Friday.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. We're just going to...
Where'd you get that?
We're going to be easing into Friday, baby.
Yeah.
Easing into Friday. Yeah. We got ourselves some stuff to do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View magazine. They know what to do because they is City View.
Mm-hmm.
You is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back. Good week. Outstanding, right?
Outstanding.
Yeah, there you go.
Outstanding.
All right.
Especially since the new issue's out. New issue, City.
New issue.
Yep.
This is the November issue.
Yep.
Good stuff?
Good stuff. Iowa Wolves preview.
Oh, yeah?
Which,
basketball.
Speaking of, opening night tonight.
Tonight?
Yep.
All right. Go see the Iowa Wolves tonight, Friday night, at the Well.
At the Well against the Sioux Falls Skyforce.
I hate them.
Hate them.
Hate them. Yeah, just... Why don't they just stay home? They ain't got no chance. No chance.
Also tonight.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about, kind of about this last week. Different, but Pella Opera House.
Oh, yeah, Wooden Shoes.
We were talking about Wooden Shoes. How do you feel about Wooden Shoes?
Well, sometimes they can chafe.
Have you ever worn a pair?
No. But I have talked to people that have, and they're a bit difficult to get used to. And they clunk.
Do they?
Yeah, but they do float. Which
are we
is
sure
cool.
about that?
I don't know. Wood floats, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So what's going on, Pella?
It's called the Transit Authority, the music of Chicago. Transit Authority is the nation's premier tribute band to the historic music of Chicago. The 8-piece powerhouse band consists of some of the Midwest's most talented musicians, high energy and spot on.
Go see that. Yeah. Just go see it.
Check it out.
You know, I'll never forget. I was in Chicago at the Chicago Theater.
Yeah.
With the National Association of Broadcasters.
Okay.
We had an annual meeting up there. And there was only like about 500 of us.
Uh-huh.
And so we were in the Chicago Theater and Chicago played.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just the
You were in Chicago at the Chicago Theater listening to Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, the original band. This goes back to, yeah, a long time ago.
Chicago Cubed.
Yeah, it was Chicago Cubed. That was, I'll never forget it. It was fabulous. Hmm. Just fabulous. Because, you know, it was all these radio people there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back in the day, you know, bands and whatnot, they love radio because
yeah.
we were the vehicle that
right.
got their music out there. And these guys performed in that one after another, and they were just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Sat just a little ways from Barry Manilow, as a matter of fact.
What do you mean?
He was there, too.
Barry?
Yeah. I rode up on the elevator with him. Yeah. it was the most amazing weekend. And I was invited up to his suite
because
he was having a party. So we all went up there. And yeah, Four Tops were there. It was just crazy, man.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, it was.
You were in the elevator with Barry Manilow.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you guys talk about?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was, you know, he says, "Hey, Mr. Manilow, how you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing fine. Everything's cool." You know, it's just...
You get starstruck?
Not really. Now, I've always found that when you're with the A-listers, so to speak, if you just treat them like people, it goes a lot. They really do appreciate it. So, yeah, it was, "Hello, Mr. Manilow. Good to see you. Having a great time here?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, this is really great. What are you guys doing?" "Oh, nothing." "Come on up. You know, we're doing a little party." "Okay, cool." So, yeah, Barry Manilow.
How'd that night end up?
I can't remember. It's a blur. Next day, I went to WLS Radio, where one of my all-time heroes, Larry Lujack.
I like that name.
Yeah. Larry Lujack owned Chicago when WLS was a music station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never forget it. So he had just finished his air shift, and I thought I was some kind of hot, you know, property. And so Larry Lujack, for those of you who don't know,
I don't know
who the hell I'm talking about, this guy was, he was a radio legend. He was, irreverent, and he was fun, and he had this voice, you know. Anyway, the guy was amazing. And I used to listen to him in Detroit because I could, you know, I could squeal
you
in.
The, just kinda,
yeah, just kind of get
finagle
him.
It.
And anyway, so I happened to be in Chicago at WLS, and he was sitting in a production room listening. He always taped his entire show, the all 4 hour, three, 4 hours that it was, and then he would listen to himself every day.
Every day.
So
I
saw him in there and I opened up the door and said, "Hey, Mr. Lujack." He said, "Who the f- are you?" Oh, yeah, he was not impressed.
How do you answer that question?
Well, he was not impressed.
How do you
answer that? Oh, my name's, get out of here. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lujack.
Thank you, Mr. Lujack.
Okay.
May I have another?
Uncle Lair.
Uncle Lair? That's like
that's what we called him, yeah, Uncle Lair. So anybody that's listening to this, you know, they're going to have to go back decades to remember Larry Lujack, WLS.
If I Google him, is he kind of
called? Oh, yeah. I believe Larry's dead now. Sorry.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, throw a little cold water on that.
You really know how to hit a climax. Just,
boom. He's dead.
All right, Junk Jubilee.
Junk Jubilee.
Jingles.
Junk Jubilee. Another place where you can go to be separated from your money.
That's right.
All right. Very
That's
nice.
All entertainment really is.
Yeah, I know. Just another way. So where is this at?
Tonight through the weekend at the fairgrounds. Junk right. Jubilee celebrates all things vintage, repurposed, galvanized, rusty, chippy, shabby, and more for you in your home.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Got to get some of that. No gun show?
That was a couple weeks
ago.
Yeah,
I know. Shops.
Did you go?
No, I didn't make it. A bazooka.
Are there really things? Are they really is something like a bazooka? Do they still call it a bazooka?
They call it a crime detriment device.
Crime. Oh, okay.
Yeah, got your bazooka. I don't understand why we can't own them. Yeah, we can. You're not supposed to have one. Missile launcher, bazooka, mines. Yeah, come on.
Mines?
Yeah, right.
I think those are okay.
You think they are? Yeah. Okay. Now watch where you go in the front yard.
I haven't read the law lately, but.
Okay. So, yeah, Junk Jubilee jingle.
Iowa Wild play tonight.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday at the Well.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
Ontario Reign.
Oh, Lord. Hate him.
R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, like rain, the like rain. The Queen's reign.
Means they're in charge. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Because the Wild are on fire this season.
They're going down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The rain.
Just don't. Yeah. Just don't even stamp your ticket. Just stay home in Ontario.
You ever been to Ontario?
Yes, many times.
Why? You're from
Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right across the river. There you go, Ontario. Windsor? Oh, yeah.
I've been to Windsor, I think.
Windsor, Canada.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the only time I've stepped foot in Canada, I think.
Really? In Windsor?
Best time you ever had in Canada?
I can't talk about it.
Of course.
Of course not. No.
Lana Del Rey's coming Sunday to Wells Fargo Arena.
What or who is that?
Singer.
Ah, Lana Del Rey. Mm-hmm. Is this kind of her holiday thing?
No.
No.
I don't think she does a holiday
thing. Okay. I don't know.
Following a complete sellout of her initial dates, Lana Del Rey has announced the next U.S. leg of her Norman Rockwell tour. I left out a word.
But. The Norman Rockwell tour. This is kind of like All Americana. Yeah.
It's her twist on it.
I got
it. She's kind of edgy. So,
is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great singer.
Wow.
Great performer.
Good. Yeah. Edgy.
It'll sell out, I'm sure. Right. Monday, next week at Civic Center, Teresa Caputo.
Teresa Caputo.
You know this?
Is this, what's his name, Caputo's sister?
I'm not sure if they're related.
Okay.
The star
Truman
of the...
Caputo. Yeah.
That's Capote.
Capote, yeah, okay. Close.
So, yeah, they're like kin. I mean,
kin, yeah. Eating cold blood, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Some,
yeah.
I missed that on Trivial Pursuit the other night.
What? You missed in cold blood?
You know how you know it, but you don't.
I just couldn't get it.
Can't come up with it.
Yeah.
Star of the hit TLC show, Long Island Medium.
Notice we have a dog in the background, too. Chickens last week, dogs this week.
She is pumped about this week's entertainment.
She is, isn't she? Oh. I know, it's just kind of the way we roll, kids. Just welcome to the zoo.
She wants to go to this thing about Teresa Caputo. So this Teresa, star of the hit TLC show, Long Island Medium, she's going to share personal stories about her life and explain how her gift works.
How what?
Her gift.
What's her gift?
Healing and medium stuff.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
We got one of those folks running for president.
Yeah?
Marianne Williams.
Yeah. I mean, is that her thing?
No, she's into positive
New age stuff, but she's not healing people.
No, she's not healing people. She just has got crystals, I think. But, you know, I interviewed her not long ago, and she's such a bright woman. I really did like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great conversation. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is she going to be healing people at?
This is at the Civic Center.
All right. Ooh, big.
Yeah.
There's a lot of healing going on down there.
There's going to be, and medium stuff.
And medium. Not bold, not fine, but medium.
Medium.
Yeah, I got it. The porridge is too hot.
Che Apalache.
It's
four-man string band based in Buenos Aires.
Oh.
Members from Argentina, Mexico, and the U.S. The group's founder is Joe Troop, plays the fiddle, a North Carolinian multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, composer who moved to Arsenal.
And where are they going to be?
This is going at the Temple Theater.
All right. Wow, the Temple Theater.
It's kind of bluegrassy, Latin grass music.
We got a lot of cool stuff coming.
Yeah, we do. We really do. Unique.
Yeah.
Yep. So this will be at the Temple 7:30 on Tuesday.
Got it.
Also on Tuesday, a Home Diddy concert happening at the Salisbury House.
Oh, Home Diddy.
It's Tuesday, 7 to 9. Moores and McCumber is the name of this band.
Yeah.
Performing in the Common Room. The duo sings American roots songs about love and loss, about trying to navigate life.
Oh, I see. Katie Byers, that's who owns Home Diddy, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Jay's wife.
Yeah.
He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Greater Des Moines partnership. But
yeah.
Katie Byers, yeah.
Modern day version of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, they say.
Oh, really? Another tribute band, sort of? Oh, no. They're, no, no,
just
they're
kind
just
of the
doing
sound.
Their own
thing. They got to give you an idea.
Okay.
You're not on MTV every 8 seconds.
You got to figure it out.
Of them.
All right.
All right. We have two shows coming up at Hoyt Sherman this Wednesday and Thursday. Would you rather?
Yeah. Here we go.
See
Big
the
choice.
Indigo Girls.
Ooh.
20 years after they began releasing records as the Indigo Girls.
Indigo
Amy
Girls.
Ray and Emily Sailors have. Politely.
All right, so we got the Indigo Girls on Wednesday.
Yep. Or Brian Reagan, stand-up comic, on Thursday.
I would do the Indigo Girls, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I might go for the comedy.
Yeah, well, we need more levity.
We do. Also next week, Thursday, the Abbott Brothers, Stevens Auditorium in Ames.
Oh.
They sing...
It's a big deal.
Ain't no man, no hard no feelings... Man. Three words that are hard to say, I and love and you.
Oh.
You might know that one.
No.
No? I like that song.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is from City View. You know what to do in the Metro this week and into next week. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. Another broadcast week is over with for all of us. Associated with the Business News, our Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby, the voice. Of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for us by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.